I kind of don't let everybody else handle it. You get a certain amount of tickets, that's what you get, and have more people coming down, you know, for all the festivities and things like that. But once again, not for me to worry about. Well, the biggest thing about them is just how aggressive and physical they play. You know, when they see something, they play at a high tempo. They got physical guys up front and guys that react quickly and come downhill in the back end. So all around, they're pretty physical and, you know, defense that flies around and gets to the ball really quick.
Quarterbacks have had success against them. What has been the key to having success against them?
Well, I just think you got to get in the rhythm, get some completions, you know, up-tempo them a little bit, try to wear them out, and, you know, get that first down, get the drive going so that you can keep them on the field. They're very good at getting teams off the field quickly, and I think that's why they've been successful.
Joe, since week 15 with the pick six against the Broncos, you haven't thrown another interception and had 12 touchdowns. Was there something at that point that really just changed for you, or is that some more Jim Caldwell's involvement at that point?
No, nothing's changed, and I wouldn't really say it was because of Jim either.
Joe, you've had three cracks at getting to this game. I mean, you finally have broken through. You and the team have finally broken through. How does that feel?
Feels good. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in this league that, you know, can't say they've ever gotten to this point. So it definitely feels good to get here. And we got a lot of guys on our team that have, you know, played long careers, and this will be their first time here. So we realize that opportunity and realize how special it is. That's why we just got to work hard and make sure that we make the most of it.
Joe, Ray said earlier that
the offensive line right before the playoffs began. What's sort of been the key just in protecting you, the run game, and just the success they're having up front?
Well, I think it's a pretty solid group that we have up there right now. You know, Bryant's fresh and playing quick and moving well. And obviously, just with his stature out there, I mean, he's a big, strong guy. So I think that, you know, obviously that allowed us to put Mike on the right side, bring KO over to the left guard. You know, he's a great young player. So, you know, it gives us five, you know, really good talents up there, and they've been playing really well together. So you got to give the credit to those guys.
Joe, Ray said earlier that he'd like to see you be more of a vocal leader in the future. Would you agree with that? And is that something you've worked on recently?
No, I don't know. I haven't worked on it. Don't know if I agree with it. You know, there's a lot of different ways to lead, and the bottom line is it's about motivating your players to, you know, to get the best out of them, and having belief that you can go do it in any situation. And you know, Ray does a great job of that in his own way, and I don't know if there's anybody quite like him in that category. So in an effort to do something the way along the lines of the way he does it would be a mistake, just because I don't think you're going to live up to it. You got to do it your own way, and I think naturally as you get more comfortable with people and people understand you more and you become more confident in them, they become more confident in you, you become more vocal as time goes on.
Joe, what do you say about all the name players, and you don't like using the word haters out there, but now you're finally getting to the big dance that you should get the respect that you should have gotten a while ago?
I really don't care. You know, there's guys out there that have to make a living on hating on somebody. And if that's going to be us, if that's going to be me, then I plan on being around for a while. And if you want to continue to do it, I'll be here. So.
Joe, how much do you feed off of, you got four or five guys where you throw the ball in the area, they have the strength in their hands to catch it. How much do you feed off that and get his confidence?
I don't know if I feed off of it. I think those guys definitely feed off of it. When you give them the opportunity one-on-one to go up and make plays and they make them, it gets them going. It gets the other guys going. Hey, Joe's going to put the ball up there today. We got to go get it. And it's not like we're throwing it up in triple coverage. Those guys got one-on-one situations, and in those kind of, you know, those situations, especially down in the red zone, I got to give those guys a chance to make a play. That's what they're out there for, and that's what they get paid to do. And, you know, down the stretch here, they've been doing a great job of that, and that's why we've been successful down in the red zone and putting touchdowns on the board.
Right here.
Joe, you, Brian McKinney, and Alex Ovechko are three South Jersey guys on the same team and from the same conference from high school. Just a little bit about to have the three of you together and going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, Bryant played a little bit before my time, and then Alex played a little bit after me. But, you know, we play in a small conference down in South Jersey, and it's definitely pretty neat to – be able to be with those guys and, you know, especially, you know, go to the Super Bowl with them. Isaac Redman's another guy that plays for Pittsburgh that has been there, and it'll be cool. You know, when you think about my conference and the size of the high schools that these guys came from. I mean, especially their Alex and Bryant school. I mean, they're very small schools. So to see, you know, us in the Super Bowl is pretty cool, and I hope it's a kind of a cool thing for everybody back in South Jersey.
So you, Ray and Coach Harbaugh both mentioned how this is a business trip. We're not down there to have fun right now. How hard will that be for you? And have you talked to other players who have played in the Super Bowl and how to kind of channel that?
No, I haven't. And, I don't envision it being very hard. I think we all know what's at stake, you know, for this game. And I think you have to enjoy it. I mean, there's going to be certain points of being down there that you have to enjoy. This is, this is something that doesn't come up very often. So, you know, talking to the media, everything that goes on surrounding the game, that to us is secondary, but everybody else is really like the prime reason that we're playing the game. You have to enjoy that. And, you know, we all understand what that means and how to be smart about it. And I think we have a team that does a great job doing that, and we will this week too.
All right.